Number one New York Times bestselling author C.J. Box has created one of suspense fiction's most enduring protagonists in Wyoming game warden Joe Pickett, an everyman hero with a penchant for stepping into trouble, usually a lot of trouble. This month, the 20th book in the series has been released. It is called Long Range, and there's no better way to celebrate than to welcome author C.J. Box to the roundtable this morning. C.J., thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure as always.
Thank you, and thank you for having me back. It's a pleasure.
You know, I think you have been on 20 times. I think you've been on, I know you've written standalone books as well, but I believe you've been on for pretty much all the Joe Pickett novels. So it's a pleasure to have you back. I think back to this, all of this makes me feel old, but I think back to this and remember talking to you about, did you ever think that this was going to turn out to be a series? And I'm curious now of what you make of this being the 20th tome.
Well, it amazes me, and it makes me feel old too. So, thanks for that. I wrote the first book in 2001, open season. I didn't really anticipate a second Joe Pickett novel. I thought it was a standalone about an issue in the West. So, the fact that there have been 20 books now, and that they continue to do, each one does better than the last, is kind of an amazing thing that's happened, and I'm glad about it. I enjoy it. Can't wait to start the next one. It's a great job, and it's great that they've been so well received.
So let's talk about Joe Pickett. What is it about this character, do you think, that has struck a chord with readers?
Well, I think it's a couple of things, just based on what readers have told me. There's appeal to both men and women in this series, even though it's about a Wyoming game warden, and you'd think that maybe a lot of women wouldn't be excited about that, but my readership's actually about 50-50 men and women. And I think it's because of Joe Pickett is devoted to his family. Readers have grown up with his family, his daughters, his wife, his friend Nate Romanowski. He's not a perfect man. He's not a super sleuth or a type of guy who goes and beats up people. He's very normal. He has flaws. And he just does the best job he can. And I think the location of the books, which is in Wyoming and mainly outdoors, is kind of an exotic location for an unusual location for these kinds of books.
Without giving too much away, the story in this particular novel is about a very long-range sniper shot and the impact of that shot, which brings us to the title, Long Range. What brought you to that particular subject?
Well, I tried to pay attention to things that are trending in this area. I live in very rural Wyoming on a ranch, and more of my friends and people I know have been buying long-range rifles in the last few years because the technology has developed to the point where a shooter can hit a target at over 1,000 yards, 1,200 yards, sometimes beyond that. That's because the rifles are so good, the ammunition is special, and probably the biggest thing is that the optics, the scopes, are such high-tech instruments now that they can adjust for all kinds of distance and wind speed, and they even account for the curvature of the earth on a long shot. So shots that were just absolutely unattainable to a shooter just a few years ago are now pretty easy to do. And I know that for a fact because I went to a place called Gunworks in Cody, Wyoming that manufactures these rifles, and I was hitting targets at over 1,000 yards that I couldn't even see with my naked eye.
In the novel, Joe Pickett is told several times that, look, anyone with enough money can be a sniper. That's a little chilling.
It is, but it's true. The kind of shots that were once, only could be done by military snipers with spotters and very sophisticated guns can now be done by anybody who can afford one of those rifles. And I don't say that in a pejorative way or a warning way, but it's just technologically possible now.
Is that something that brings you to the subject? As you say, you want to be aware of what's going on, and you try to depict the world as it is. for realism's sake. But is that something in and of itself of what a gun can do that is of interest to you?
It is, because I'm always interested in hunting and the outdoor, the fair chase concept, and giving wildlife a fair shake. I'm for hunting, but I think it should be fair and as reasonable and as sportsmanlike as possible. And this sort of changes the whole landscape that an animal can be killed that far away. But there's also a good side to it, and that I've been told by hunting guides that if they have a client who happens to wound an animal that's going to get away, the guide can come in with his high-rate long-range rifle and dispatch that animal so it won't suffer, and then they can find the meat. So, like with everything, right, there's good sides and downsides.
You and I have talked about this before, but one of the things I love about these novels, and was so clear from the very beginning of the series, is how important family is to Joe Pickett, and how true and how beautiful these characters are that are in Joe's life.
Well, thank you. Yes, and it's important to me as a writer. It's also important to Joe, and in the and as the characters have developed over the years, Joe's friend Nate Romanowski, who's an outlaw falconer who carries the largest handgun in the world, and has been on a series of adventures and has his own sense of justice. Things have totally flipped, in that Joe's family, his kids, have all left the nest. He and his wife are empty nesters now. And Nate has recently gotten married and has his first baby. And so Nate has to contend not only with a hitman sent to get him for things he's done in the past, but also what size of Pampers to buy at the store. So everything's reversed.
But it's just money in the bank when you have an outlaw falconer, right? I mean, when you dream that up, you know you're on a good road.
Well, I think so. I know it's an unusual character, and falconry is a very strange thing to a lot of people. But I find readers are very fascinated with it and the aspects of it.
That's a lot of fun. Well, the name of the new book is Long Range. It is the 20th Joe Pickett novel. CJ Box, we congratulate you on the achievement and look forward to having you on many more times to talk about novels in the future.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you for reading the book.
Wonderful to have you. Again, CJ Box is the author of the new novel, Long Range. It's a Joe Pickett novel. It's published by Putnam. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.